Yes, it's very difficult to see, Ant. It's only about 1.5 millimetres long, which straight away makes it very hard to detect. It's a problem primarily driving farmers from their land, obviously lowering house values. No one wants to live in a place which has got fire ants in it, and it also attacks native insects and animals. It also, there's anecdotal evidence that it also causes blindness in domestic dogs and cats. So it lives basically up in the trees, and they fall down just from wind or someone shakes the tree. And what they do is, when they get trapped in your clothes or in an animal's fur, they set off alarm pheromones, and that what that does is it tells all the ants that are on that person or the animal to sting all at once. So it's very unpleasant.
Yes, very unpleasant indeed. I think that that's something of an understatement. So based on that, then, your project currently being implemented in French Polynesia is obviously of high significance. I mean, in a nutshell, what are you attempting to do? Just get rid of the creature altogether?
Unfortunately, it's a bit late for that. It was first detected in Tahiti in 2004, and now there's a large proportion. It's in 10 out of 12 municipalities, primarily in one municipality, which is Mahina, the one that we're teamed up with for this project. So what we're attempting to do is to, first of all, reduce the spread of the ants to further areas on Tahiti, primarily through designing systems for waste management, primarily green waste and oversized waste, which is transferred around the island. That's the most common way that this ant is spread. Beyond Mahina and Tahiti, we're also trying to improve inter-island biosecurity measures. So we're trying to stop the ants being transferred to any of the other 118 islands in French Polynesia. It's already made it to one, which is Moorea, which most people would know who have been to French Polynesia for a holiday. So trying to build outreach and community awareness of these issues, just trying to limit the spread, really.
So in terms of the way that the project is progressing at the moment, I mean, is it proving to be as successful as you would have hoped, or still a long way to go?
We're going to be working on this project, the initial stages of it, primarily for the rest of this year. On our initial visit over the past few weeks, we found some great opportunities to progress or limiting the spread of this through the green waste, primarily through composting. And we'll be putting in place some training for biosecurity officers, making sure that people on these islands can at least recognise whether it's likely to be fire ant that they've detected on the island, so that they can send them in for further analysis with the quarantine service. And that'll allow them to react very quickly and get rid of the ant before it becomes too entrenched.
Now, it sounds from what you've said so far that you are what you might broadly call using the natural approach here. I mean, there's no suggestion perhaps you would just go in there with some strong insecticide and try and deal with the issue that way.
No, that's been tried already in the past. The site is just too large now. It really is like in Hawaii, they've had to learn to live with the ant. And in parts of Tahiti, that's going to have to be the case, unfortunately. But the more people are made aware of it, hopefully the fewer people that it affects.
Now, the problem is not unique in the Pacific to French Polynesia. A number of other Pacific countries are also at some degree of risk. I mean, can you give us an idea of which other countries need to be aware of the little fire ant and maybe adopting similar ideas to those being tested by yourselves in French Polynesia?
Sure. Currently in the Pacific, the little fire ant is not native to, but is found in Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, New Caledonia, Wallace and Fortuna, Hawaii, Guam, and now French Polynesia. All countries that have links or pathways to any of those countries need to be aware of the risk of those ants coming in. We're actually working on a Pacific ant prevention program, which is hoping to set embed processes into the Pacific to try and limit the spread of ants. Obviously, if you can stop an ant from moving from island to island or country to country, you're doing very well, as they're pretty much the smallest things to try and keep out. So they're a good indicator of how good biosecurity is in a particular country.